bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon.
This is John Dodds. Early Saturday evenings are going to sound pretty different on WDIY. The highly popular Blue Moon Saturdays, now called Blue Moon Cruising, will be joined by another music program enticingly called Hidden Charms. With me are a couple of charmers, Ray Leister, host of Blue Moon Cruising, and Neil Heaver, host of Hidden Charms. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Ray, Blue Moon Saturdays, as was, has been extremely popular in the Valley. How long has the show been running, and what's its enduring appeal?
Show started in 2003, 18 years ago. From the beginning, I believe the show sort of developed a cult following because we were only show on Lehigh Valley Radio that was playing this first decade of rock and roll, which is where rock and roll started. And so I believe a cult following has developed into a bigger following because of the number of years we've been on.
And people can relate to the music.
Oh, it's, as I used to say, the beat, the beat, the beat. And that's what it's about. You can dance to it. You can understand the words to it. You can sing along to it.
And it doesn't really matter what age you are. It just has a feel to it.
Exactly.
Neil, Hidden Charms is a brand new concept with a wide range of music, but still focuses on a similar time period. What's the concept behind Hidden Charms, and what Hidden Charms do we have in store?
Well, Hidden Charms is a song that was written by Willie Dixon in 1958. And it was covered after that by a number of different people. Howlin' Wolf in 1963, Link Wray in 1966 is where I started with it. I heard the song, and it's an absolutely scorching rock and roll number. And I looked back to see, well, where did it come from? And I heard the Howlin' Wolf version. I said, this sounds nothing like Link Wray's version. And that gave me this idea, that what is connecting all of this music together? And Hidden Charms just seemed like a good phrase, because you may know the one version of a song, but hidden away is its prehistory and the context of it, right? So Link Wray is a great hinge upon which rock and roll turned from the earlier period that Blue Moon is covering to the 1960s and going into the 1970s. And by that I mean, he wasn't a progenitor. He wasn't like a Sister Rosetta Tharpe or Louis Jordan or someone like that. He wasn't an originator necessarily like Chuck Berry or Bill Haley, but he is a transformer. He's taking the music from one place to another. And so to make the journey from Blue Moon into the evening hours on Saturday, where we have more contemporary music, I felt that this was a good way of doing it.
Sounds perfect. And it isn't just for those who remember it. It's also about those that are curious about the music.
Well, that's a key thing. If you're curious about music, this is a good place to come to public radio. Because, like it or not, what's happened with commercial radio is they've really decimated the songbook. And it doesn't matter what songbook it is. It could be the American songbook, could be the British songbook. I don't care what songbook it is. They've taken everything and squeezed it down to the smallest package possible. And this started in the 1970s with a firm called Burkhardt Abrams, where they were doing these studies on what people wanted to listen to or what they would listen to. And it would go something like, do you know this song? Yes. Okay, and it moves on to the next one. Do you like this song? Yes. Do you know the song? No. It's cut. Not, do you know the song? No. Do you like this song? So what they were doing is squeezing down the songbook into this very, very small package. And I think we play a role in keeping these different kinds of music periods alive.
So if you're interested in vinyl, or whether you remember the scene as it was, because cruising is, I see that very much as American Graffiti and the movie and a lot of the music and some and the glamour that was attached to it. And that feeds very nicely into Neil's show.
Oh, absolutely. The first decade of rock and roll, like I like to call it, really was the birth. All your different areas that have branched out, you know, into the late 60s and the Led Zeppelins and the Bob Dylans, and no matter what, they all started with the first decade of rock and roll that a lot of younger people today aren't really accustomed to hearing. Now they have a chance to hear it and discover it. They may find out they like it, and then it transcends into what Neil is doing, which is, I think, is a fantastic concept.
Well, you know, one of the areas of influence for me, too, is growing up listening to New York radio, WABC, and Dan Ingram was one of my favorite disc jockeys. He had a great attitude about doing the show. And the golden age of Top 40 coming from the 1950s into the 1960s, on a typical day on a commercial station, you might hear Bob Dylan, then you might hear Leslie Gore, then you might hear Buck Owens, and then maybe you might hear John Lee Hooker or somebody like that, or the Supremes after that. It didn't matter. It was all mixed together. Nobody got apoplectic or died because you played Buck Owens after the Supremes, right? It was all good music, all joined together in an entertaining way, and I think we've lost that.
The format was great music, not genre specific. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly right. And the 50s really carried that through instrumental groups like the Ventures, for instance, the Tornadoes with Telstar. You had that within the early rock and roll genre. It didn't matter. And like you say, Jimmy Rogers, who sang Honeycomb, he was sort of in the mode of a country music. Carl Perkins, Honey Don't, later played by the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, so your point is very well taken, and it's what I know I've tried to feature over the years with Blue Moon. I take it a step further in terms of packaging the program because I try to make it sound like the DJs I remembered, you know, like Cousin Brucey, who's still doing a show on satellite. I throw in old jingles because I think that was part of the listening experience. When you had a commercial, you know, they always seemed to have a song to it. So, you know, I put that in because that's how radio was.
You know what I liked about Dan Ingram, and I'd run home after school to listen to him on WABC, is when he played the commercials, he often would make fun of them, which I guess you can't get away with anymore these days, right? You'll get excoriated and fired. But it was interesting to hear the jingles and the creative radio commercials that came out at the time. There were big people producing them, like Stan Freberg and others, that made really entertaining stuff.
Interesting
and
enough.
And that's gone away.
Yeah, and in fact, the early pirate days of the 60s, they were all Pam's jingles out of Dallas. And England had never heard of this kind of professional music.
Yeah.
They were beautifully produced, and they've fit precisely the music you're playing.
Well, it was entertaining, but everything was mixed together. It wasn't segregated so badly. And, you know, that's something that I think I wanted to get back to with Hidden Charms. And I'm talking about the 60s, 70s, and 80s, those three decades, and there's a purpose to that, because I'm trying to appeal to people who are somewhere, let's say, around 45 to 65. And if younger folks come on board, that's great too. But the point is, when we were young, we had older siblings, aunts, uncles, parents listening to the radio or records like I did. So I'm still a big fan of the Dave Clark Five and the Kinks because of that, among other things. But also in the 1970s, I listened to a lot of radio and there was a huge transition going on. And I heard the early punk rock on New York radio and jazz and other things in New York radio. By the time I hit college, all of that was coming back in the 1980s, again, the styles of music. There was also the two-tone revival in England, which you probably know about.
Very well, yes.
Where ska music comes back. It was bigger in the UK than it was in the States, but they were going back to the roots of that stuff, including Toots and the Maytals and bands like that, and bringing it back and making that music new again for somebody else.
And I think what's interesting about that is a lot of the Toots and the Maytals music is mixed into the current music, and you're finding a lot of the influences, whether it's through rap or whether it's through R&B, they really do link and borrow from the time that you will be playing on Saturday evenings. Now, both shows are perfect for turning the volume up on the dial, whether you're driving around the valley or grilling in the yard. But I think what listeners are saying is, well, how do I get involved with the formats?
Listening and spreading the word around to others who might enjoy it is one good way of getting involved. But, you know, I will take some feedback on songs. And if you look at the title again, Hidden Charms, and think about it, well, something happened not too long ago. I'm with a Facebook friend. He lives in California. His name is Ron Vale. He was involved with bands here in the Lehigh Valley. And he's moved out there now. He posted a cover version that his band did of This Strange Effect, which I'd never heard before. And he said, oh, this is a Kinks song. And the Kinks didn't really, I don't think, record it officially. They did it with BBC. But it was recorded by Dave Berry, who is a big, big artist in the UK.
Yes, indeed.
So if folks have ideas like that, I'd certainly be interested in exploring them, because I learned something that I didn't know. I didn't know who Dave Berry was.
The Crying Game was one of his hits.
The Crying Game. He was this gigantic star in Great Britain. Not here.
got this strange effect on me, and I like it. You got this strange effect on me, and I like it. You made this world seem right. You made my darkness bright, yes. You've got this strange effect on me.
That's part of, I think, the purpose of Hidden Charms is for me to find that out from people. And so it's always exciting when somebody puts something up on Facebook and social media and you look at it and go, wow, how did I miss that?
Well, and to your point, Neil, what I've tried to roll into the show over time is how I will play a song from the first decade, the original version, and then I'll play different versions of it done by the Beatles, done by the Searchers, and people never knew about the first version. All they knew about was what they heard in, you know, in the 60s by the major groups. But by giving history of things, I've been blessed to get callers who actually feed on what I've told them, and it gives me even more information. So basically, I've gotten it passively, if you will.
So you get people stopping you wherever you are and saying, hey, you should be playing this, or...
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
One of the things we're doing on the half hour is my partner, Shelley, we work on something together called the 70s set. And there's a purpose for that because now, if you're listening to commercial radio, they've moved on. They move on demographically, and they abandon people from different time periods. So those who were into music in the 1970s have been abandoned. Most recently, down in Philadelphia, I won't mention the station, but they left all of that behind. Now they're focusing on 80s and up. And that's kind of sad because, again, it's decimating the songbook. So she researches and puts together the 70s set, and the topics that we cover include things like superwomen in the 1970s, who are really great recording artists, people like Dolly Parton, who's a songwriter and music player and really super talented, Patti Smith and the Patti Smith Group, Bonnie Raitt. That's one area that we're looking at. We're doing one whole thing on pop music. We got one on Philly Soul. Looking at the Philly soul history, the Gamblin' Huff folks and all of that.
OJ's.
Great material.
And,
absolutely. And material that, again, is being abandoned. But it's the great songbook. So that's why the 70s set is a part of the program as well.
And I think what's exciting about talking to you guys, and I'm sure everyone who is listening to this can understand the passion and the knowledge of both Ray and Neil.
I get goosebumps when I put this music together.
I get goosebumps just talking to you.
Right?
Well, I do too when it is not work to put this program together, because it, to me, I feel like I'm serving a purpose to the audience of WDIY in the Lehigh Valley to either introduce this music to people who've never heard it, or for the people that have heard it, you know, they may hear things they forgot about, or they get to hear it again, and then they hear a little bit what goes on. But I will tell you why I'm really excited about Neil's show is because I get feedback all the time where people say, why can't there be another show that plays the period just after you? And now we have it. So I am thrilled.
That's a wonderful segue into final comment, Neil.
Well, I just wanted to mention that in one Hidden Charms program, I tried to close out with something pretty exciting. And in the first one, I close out with the Patti Smith Group's version of Rock and Roll Star, which you probably know is a bird's tune. And she throws in some poetry into it, which is something that she's really good at, writing poetry. And she has great influences in French writers and French poetry. But she put this verse in where she says, hey, you, come here, get up. This is the era where everybody creates. And I just listened to that, and it gives me goosebumps to hear that because it was so passionate and so strong. Such a great transformation of this song from this kind of a cynical song from the 1960s into something that empowers people. And I had to end the show with the first show with that very song.
I'm looking forward to it.
I can close my end to say, in terms of the importance of that first decade of rock and roll, the Beatles really recognized it because they were influenced by Buddy Holly, groups like the Cookies, of all people, and Dion. And final tribute by the Beatles, if you remember the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album with all the people, one of the people in that crowd is Dion DiMucci from Dion and the Belmonts.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, great connection to that time period. And when I was listening to Beatles records, I looked at the song credits, and then I looked up the people that they were covering, and that's how I got to know Larry Williams,
yes,
among others, right, that are really exciting and great music. And I went back to that era.
Arthur Alexander,
their version of Anna. His Soldier version of Anna makes you cry.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Soldier of Love is also a great tune by him.
I hope you all feel as excited as we are about how early rock and roll Saturday evenings on WDIY are going to make your evening special. Ray and Neil, thank you both for uncovering the secret to a perfect early rock and roll Saturday evening on WDIY. Blue Moon Cruising runs from 5 to 7 p.m. and Hidden Charms runs from 7 to 8 p.m. every Saturday on WDIY 88.1 FM and, of course, streaming out on wdiy.org. You can suggest Blue Moon Cruising favorites or Hidden Charms on the WDIY Facebook. And guess what? If you're chosen, you'll be recognized on air for your excellent taste in music. And we'll leave you with a Hidden Charm and leave you to guess the backstory on Facebook before Neil shares the origin. Thank you for joining us.
We've been going.